Chapter 10. At the centre of Dwyer was a towering spike, a kind of makeshift Nelson's column. Nailed to it were dozens of arrows, pointing every which way, each arrow painted with the name of a place some soldier at Dwyer called home. Sydney, Australia, 7,223 miles. Glasgow, 3,654 miles. Bridgewater, Somerset, 3,610 miles. That first morning, walking past the spike, I had a thought. Maybe I should write my own home up there. Clarence House, 3,456 miles. That'd get a laugh. But no. Just as none of us was eager to draw the Taliban's attention, I was eager not to draw the attention of my fellow squaddies. My main goal was to blend in. One of the arrows pointed towards the cannons, two enormous 105mm guns at the back of the non-working shower block. Nearly every day, several times a day, Dwyer fired off those big guns, lobbed massive shells in a smoky parabola towards Taliban positions. The noise made your blood stop, fried your brains. One day, the guns were fired at least 100 times. For the rest of my life, I knew I'd be hearing some vestige of that sound. It would echo forever in some part of my being. I would also never forget, when the guns finally stopped, that immense silence.